welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. For today's broadcast, and perhaps tomorrow, we'll see how the Lord directs, I'd like to share about a subject we don't talk much about, and that's the subject of long-suffering, which is listed in Galatians, the fifth chapter, as one of the fruit of the Spirit. Let me read that for you. Galatians 5, verse 22 declares, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts." Long-suffering. That's how the King James translates that Greek word. It's in the Revised Standard, the Living Bible, the NIV, the Amplified use patience or an even temper, forbearance in the modern language. But the definition of this word, long-suffering, is long and patient endurance of offense. Now, as I just shared, those fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, well, our hearts rejoice at that because those are fruit that we would love to develop. We all want joy. We want to walk in peace. We want God's love in our heart. All those are wonderful expressions of what it means to be in the kingdom of God. That's His world. They're delightful and easy to take. But the very word long-suffering implies a very diverse part of the fruit. And, you know, God is so good. We could never be long-suffering unless God had given us love, joy, and peace. Thank God He knows in which order the fruit should develop. Long-suffering, this is the real test of our Christian character, to endure under patiently and in long fashion of grievous offense. Now, what about God's long-suffering? That's our example. And I'd like to share 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, verses 7 through 9. "But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise," of that judgment in verse 7, "as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." That's God's heart. And I know sometimes dealing with loved ones or people that you've known for many years, and it seems like nothing is going to change them, yet we just have to leave them in the hands of God and continue to be patient and long-suffering with them. And even after we're born again, God is still long-suffering with us because He needs to be long-suffering because we're slow learners, it seems. His long-suffering as well as His love continue to us in abundant measure. We're often very marred vessels in the potter's hands, and He has to remake us in different areas of our lives. But you know what? He believes that you and I are worth the extra effort and time. So this scripture that I shared with you, it says something to us as Christians. How should we apply the attitudes and actions of judgment and long-suffering to others? Well, the same way the Lord does. He holds back judgment as long as He can, with the hope that people will have a change of heart. They will repent. Now let's take a closer look at long-suffering, what it means, because I don't know about you, I don't hear much about this in terms of people preaching on it. The word long-suffering has to do in relation to people. Now, we all have problems, we all have trials, we all have difficult circumstances, but the word tells us in these areas that we are to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. His grace is sufficient in trials and in all the battles that we face. However, when we're dealing with difficult people, the Spirit of grace enables us to be long-suffering. Psalm 86 and 15 tells us that the Lord is long-suffering and plenteous in mercy. And because the fruit of the Spirit is what makes us like Jesus, we have to allow His character to grow in us. In the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians, it says, "Love suffers long and is kind." So, what does in practical dimensions. What does long-suffering mean? Well, that means when someone is treating you badly, when you're suffering ill treatment, you still have to be kind. When you are suffering wrong, injustice, things that aren't fair, you still have to be kind. And you have to be kind with no thought of revenge or getting even. Leave that in the hands of God. And you have to be kind without anger and kind without complaint while suffering. Now, as this is obviously a characteristic, a trait of Jesus' spirit, His character, His personality, that doesn't happen overnight. That comes with maturity in Christ. And it's very easy to see the natural man cannot produce the kind of long-suffering we've just looked at. Only the born-again child of God has the imparted gift of agape love in his heart, because God's love is self-sacrificing. All we have to do is contemplate for just a few moments what Jesus did for us, not only the terrible suffering and shame he endured on the cross in the Garden of Gethsemane, but all that he endured throughout his entire life. I mean, he was the God of heaven, and he came down to this earth and humbled himself as a servant. That's what this amazing God of ours did. And so, beloved, we have to have only his love will enable us to treat others as he would have us treat them. 1 Corinthians 13 says, when Paul says, when one is a child, one speaks as a child. Isn't that true? Well, in the third chapter of James, the apostle counsels us, if any offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. When we are being long-suffering, beloved, it will take the grace of God to help us keep the most unruly member of our body, the tongue, from speaking as a child, from speaking in anger, unkindly. Beloved, there's no, I mean, if James says, if you can do that, you've reached perfection. Of course, the thing is, none of us can do this probably all the time. We won't until Jesus comes, but this is the goal that we reach forward. Now, one thing we do have to understand, beloved, that if you are truly following Christ, and if you want to project a Christ-like spirit at all times, that is going to bring persecution. You know, if one only showed love and joy and peace among men, why wouldn't people just flock to us? Well, you know, if you read John the 15th chapter, we could find an understanding there. Jesus was talking about love and joy and peace. But a few verses later, in verse 18 and 19, in fact, well, you know what, maybe I should just take a few moments and just read these. This is John, the 15th chapter, and I'll start reading at verse 18. These are the words of Jesus. If the world hates you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love its own. But ye are not of the world. But I have chosen you out of the world. Therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law, they hated me without a cause. So you see, beloved, what the word is telling us, if we were of the world will love us, but we're not of the world. We've been chosen out of the world. Therefore, we're going to be hated. In verse 20, he tells us, they will also persecute you. This is the reason that with God's love and his joy and peace, we also need long-suffering. Why should men be so upset? Well, Jesus gives the answer in verse 22. Now they have no cloak for their sin. So the fruit of the Spirit manifested by God's people causes them to realize that they are spiritually naked before God. They no longer stand in darkness when we let our light shine. It's not that they find our good life so hard to take, but it's what happens when we're in their presence. It's the sudden realization of their nakedness as well as the Lord's conviction. So, beloved, long-suffering is an absolute necessity in dealing with the fallen and detestable nature of the natural man. Well, I'm going to continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I hope you can join me as we complete the thoughts I'd like to share with you. But for now, I just want to thank you so much for listening. I thank you for your continued and ongoing prayer support as well as your financial help. Without the faithfulness of God's dear people, we would not have been able to remain on the station these many decades. Thank you for joining me. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh, behold.